This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It is Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm Dylan Music. A new art installation coming to Salinas began with an effort to strengthen ties between the city and Guanajuato, Mexico. KAZU's Jillian Smith has more.
Salinas Mayor Dennis Donahue says when city leaders traveled to Guanajuato last year, they met exhibition producer Romain Greco. He told them about the traveling Alhambra exhibit of colorful sculptures.
So, but what was unexpected when we went down to Guanajuato was we were thinking about the Cervantino Festival, the Day of the Dead Festival, and then we met Romain. We jumped all over it because we really do have a terrific artistic community here.
Donahue says the exhibit can help attract visitors while creating new opportunities for local artists and businesses.
It also kind of lays that foundation for this is more of a cultural hotspot, so we retain and attract talent.
The 8 sculptures will be installed across Salinas beginning July 31st, with related events scheduled throughout August. Jillian Smith, KAZU News.
California schools are more divided between rich and poor than in 40 other states in the country. That's according to a new report by the Brown's Promise Project. Policy Director Stephen Owen says one of the most straightforward solutions is to redraw district lines.
They were not handed down from Mount Sinai. Like, these were lines that were drawn at one point and can be redrawn or can have their impact lessened in children's lives.
He says economic segregation matters because poorer schools tend to have higher teacher turnover and burnout and worse student outcomes. The research found nationally segregation is worse than it was 3 decades ago. That reporting comes from our partner, KPBS. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.